wood and set with silver leaf. There is a scratch in the bottom left-hand corner of the frame. There is a shelf under the window. There is nothing on the shelf but a tray. Vorbis steepled his long, thin fingers in front of his nose. "On the tray?" he said. "I'm sorry, Lord."
"What was on the tray, my son?"
Images whirled in front of Brother's eyes. On the tray was a thimble, a bronze thimble, and two needles. On the tray was a length of cord. There were knots in the cord, three knots, and nine coins were on the tray. There was a silver cup on the tray, decorated with the pattern of acacia leaves. There was a long dagger, I think it was steel, with a black handle with seven ridges on it. There was a small piece of black cloth on the tray. There was a stylus and a slate.
"Tell me about the coins," murmured Vorbis.
"Three of them were citadel cents," said Brother promptly. "Two were showing the horns, and one the sevenfold crown. Four of the coins were very small and golden. There was lettering on them which I could not read, but which, if you were to give me a stylus, I think I could..."
"Is this some sort of trick?" said the fat man.
"I assure you," said Vorbis, "the boy could have seen the entire room for no more than a second. Brother, tell us about the other coins."
"Oh, the other coins were large. They were bronze. They were drachmae from Ephib."
"How do you know this? They are hardly common in the citadel."
"I've seen them once before, Lord."
"When was this?"
Brother's face screwed up with effort. "I'm not sure," he said. The fat man beamed at Vorbis. "Huh," he said.
"I think," said Brother, "it was in the afternoon, but it may have been the morning, round midday, on Groon the Third, in the year of the astounded beetle. Some merchants came to our village." "How old were you at that time?" said Vorbis.
"I was within 1 month of 3 years old, Lord."
"I don't believe this," said the fat man.
Brother's mouth opened and shut once or twice. How did the fat man know he hadn't been there?
"You could be wrong, my son," said Vorbis. "You are a well-grown lad of, 17, 18 years? We feel you could not really recall a chance glimpse of a foreign coin 15 years ago."
"We think that you are making it up," said the fat man. Brother said nothing. Why make anything up when it was just sitting there in his head?
Can you remember everything that's ever happened to you?" said the stocky man, who had been watching Brother carefully throughout the exchange.
Brother was glad of the interruption.
"No, Lord. Most things."
You forget things?"
There are some things I don't remember."
Brother had heard about forgetfulness, although he found it hard to imagine. But there were times in his life, in the first few years of his life especially, when there was nothing. Not an attrition of memory, but great locked rooms in the mansion of his recollection. Not forgotten any more than a locked room ceases to exist, but locked.
"What is the first thing you can remember, my son?" said Vorbis, kindly.
"There was a bright light, and then someone hit me," said Brother. The three men stared at him blankly. Then they turned to one another. Brother, through the misery of his terror, heard snatches of whispering.
"What is there to lose? Foolishness and probably demonic. The stakes are high. One chance and they will be expecting us."
And so on. He looked around the room. Furnishing was not a priority in the citadel. Shelves, stools, tables. There was a rumour among the novices that priests towards the top of the hierarchy had golden furniture. But there was no sign of it here. The room was as severe as anything in the novices' quarters, although it had perhaps a more opulent severity. It wasn't the forced bareness of poverty, but the starkness of intent.
"My son?"
Brother looked back hurriedly. Vorbis glanced at his colleagues. The stocky man nodded. The fat man shrugged.
"Brother," said Vorbis, "return to your dormitory now. Before you go, one of the servants will give you something to eat and a drink. You will report to the Gate of Horns at dawn tomorrow, and you will come with me to Ephib."
"You know about the delegation to Ephib?" Brother shook his head.
"Perhaps there is no reason why you should," said Vorbis. "We are going to discuss political matters with the tyrant. Do you understand?"
Brother shook his head.